The annual Hopkins County Day at the Texas State Legislature is coming up next week. The Chamber of Commerce is coordinating the event, and I talk with Chamber President Meredith Cadell.
So we leave Monday evening or Monday afternoon. We'll drive down to Austin and have dinner with Representative Flynn and Senator Hall's office and their staff, several people that we've invited to dinner. Lots of people in the county and city and things of that nature want to get in front of particular people. And so we've offered the opportunity for them to invite them to our nice dinner that we have on Monday night. And so we're looking forward to that because it's always a very delicious dinner and a good time to kind of in a more relaxed environment than actually at the Capitol. Have an opportunity to have conversations with the people that are making decisions for Hopkins County.
Mm-hmm. Still time to sign up if people want to?
They can if they still are interested in going. Any business of the chamber, if they want to send a representative down there, they just need to call me by Friday and let me know. And we have a pretty good group, about 25 that are going this time. We're going to do a little bit different than what we've done in years past. We're still going to be recognized on the House and the Senate floor, as we always do. And we'll have a meeting with Representative Flynn that morning. And then after that, we'll kind of storm the Capitol. And so instead of having people from transportation and water and all that come speak to us, we'll actually go specifically to the bill writers or the people who are backing certain bills to get in front of them and say, hey, look, this is what Hopkins County is wanting. This is what the city, the school, and all that. So we think we'll probably get a little bit more bang for our buck when we try to do that. Instead of just getting information, hopefully we'll be a little bit more persuasive.
Do you travel together as a group, or is everybody transportation on your own?
No, we just all go down on our own because several people are staying an extra day because they have other meetings in Austin. Some people can't go down till later that afternoon, so everybody has conflicting schedules. So it's just easier. We just all go down on our own and we meet up around 6 o'clock on Monday night. So.
All right, but it gives a great opportunity to meet with the various groups or. Meet your local officials if you haven't met those guys.
Well, and there's a lot of people, with Senator Hall being so new, there's a lot of folks from Hopkins County that haven't had the opportunity to meet him and visit with him, and I just think we'd be remiss if we didn't go to Austin and try to say, look, these are the things that are really, really important to us. We voted you into office. Now you need to step up and pay attention to what we need and vote this way like we want it to be. Now, whether or not it works or not, it's politics, but the best we can do is go down there and make our voice heard on behalf of the residents of Hopkins County.
I've heard it said before, the legislature is kind of like watching sausage being made. Not always a very pleasant sight, but, the process is fascinating, to observe what's going on down there.
It is. It is very interesting. It can be very frustrating at times. Just the amount. It always cracks me up when I go down there because just the amount of paperwork that they do, I'm like, put me at the Capitol for a day and I could tidy up some funds, if I could get rid of some of the unnecessary paper and just the traditional things that they do. They read a proclamation for the city of Hopkins County. County. And I would be fine for them just to say, hey, Hopkins County, we're glad you're here. But instead, it's a whole proclamation, which is very nice and very traditional, I guess, for lack of a better word. However, kind of seems a little silly at times to me, but that's just me. But there are others that appreciate that tradition, so we go down to participate because that's what we need to be doing.
KSST News.